YDT, Season 3, Episode 190, on this special St. Patrick's Day. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I am Irish. I'm other things, too, but I'm Irish, and on this St. Patrick's Day, why not talk about history of the Irish, the beautiful Emerald Isles that is Ireland. It is. It's interesting. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been. I love history. I love music. I love funerals and podcasts. We know all this stuff. And I love that you're here because you could be anywhere. Thank you for being here. This is a show which pulls back the curtain and takes down walls brick by brick, exposing the hearts of those caring for those you love most. And we're talking about the Irish, the good old Irish. I'm going to pinch you. That's stupid. Okay, let's jump in. I am Irish, by the way. People would say, of course you are. A lot of my family have fair skin. I can actually get dark, but right now, like most Caucasians are probably relatively white. It has been winter, but the spring is right around the corner. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, St. Patrick's Day. We are honoring the Irish. There's a lot about St. Patrick's Day. Do you even know why we celebrate it? I'm surprised the United States still even recognizes it, to be honest, because not because I don't believe it should be celebrated, because I'm a Catholic boy, but it's basically celebrating Christianity. St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland. Ireland brought Christianity to the United States. St. Patrick's death date was March 17th. And what day is it? Yep, that's St. Patrick's Day. People do all kinds of things. They wear green and they drink a lot of green beer. And Chicago, of course, will dye the river green. A lot of people do that. But all in all, that is why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. The more you know, people, whether you celebrate St. Patrick's Day or not, whether you celebrate anything or not, I'm glad that you're here because that means that you've chosen to be here and I celebrate you for that. And it means so very, very much to me. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I do want to let you know, if you are Irish like myself, I know we are launching brand new merch March 29th, but we couldn't wait any longer. And what better day than today, St. Patrick's Day? Click the link in the show notes for a limited edition St. Patrick's Day Irish merchandise. Oh yeah, it's Nathan Morris swag. It's Irish swag. So if you don't have green on, I'm going to pinch the hell out of you. Obviously, buying that merch will help you for next year. But check that out in the store. And of course, March 29th, brand new merch launches. But we'll talk about Ireland in general. It is absolutely steeped in myth and legend. It is gifted the world. There is a ton of Irish music and history there. It's a tradition as old as the hills, as far as the Irish music. And when you think of music in Ireland, don't necessarily think of some of the big artists or even some of just the incredibly talented artists that have paved the way, but there are really interesting stories. There are all these traditions of Irish music. This is the cool part. And I always talk about the parallels with music and funerals. And did you know that funerals, the funeral procession in Ireland, they have their own unique musical accompaniment? The sounds of the bagpipes would lead the way. And if you have not heard of a bagpiper playing, or if you've ever heard one or not heard one, I want one at my funeral so bad. They're beautiful, except, well, this is arguably, in cold weather, you know, the cold weather really messes with the pipes and it just, but it's still beautiful. But bagpipes will lead a funeral procession in Ireland. And it's not just a one-off thing like sometimes it is in the United States. No. In Ireland, it's pretty common. The mourners, they follow in this procession, and then that is to help honor the departed loved one. It's pretty interesting to see, bear witness to. They wear the Irish garb, all of it. It's pretty beautiful here in the United States that is what they would do. And obviously, being a tradition in Ireland, it's what they do. Speaking of funeral practices, because obviously funeral director, there is a number of customs that have shaped Ireland's approach to death. In ancient times, for instance, burial mounds, they were believed to be portals to the other world. And the other world being heaven, where the souls of the departed would journey in the afterlife. So even today, the tradition of wakes, like visitation, like the United States calls it, where they have visitation and the loved one is reposing, wakes still persist. And the families, they gather to pay their respects to the deceased loved one, and they share stories long into the night, accompanied by a drop of the good stuff, of course, and that would be spirits. That's bubbly. Well, not bubbly as in like champagne. Bubbly as in just alcoholic beverages. They partake in beer and wine and just delicious celebration and conversation and prayer even. I mean, they always joke about the Catholic faith. Like, oh, they love to drink because Irish, a lot of Irish are Catholic. I'm Irish and Catholic, and we do like to have our drinks, which, by the way, I have not had a drink since December 23rd, but it is St. Patrick's Day, so there might be a, I don't know, we'll see. we might be a little lenient on today. I just haven't wanted to drink, but St. Patrick's Day, if you go to a wake over there in Ireland, I wonder what an St. Patrick's Day wake would be like. That would be interesting. What if they wore all the brand new Nathan Morris St. Patrick's Day Irish merch? Not just St. Patrick's Day, but Irish tees. They're amazing. You should check them out. Again, link is in the show notes down there. Amidst the somber rituals, though, back to like the serious aspect, because I was talking about drinking green beer. People do. People go in the parking lot here and smoke cigs and drink beer. Anyway, there are also moments of levity and celebration. For instance, in the funeral profession there. Take the famous Irish wake of Kevin Barry, who was a young rebel executed during the War of Independence. And legend has it, by the way, so it's maybe stretched, but arguably it's not, that his wake lasted for 3 days and nights with music and merriment flowing like the birds of Capistrano. What do they say? Like just flowing with whiskey and drink. And it was a big celebration of this young rebel's life and memory. And I think it's a beautiful thing. The Irish are very passionate. They really are. They're passionate. They're faith-filled and they're loud, but loud and not, to me, in an annoying way, loud in like a proud way. There is a lot of history. It's a very fascinating history at that in regards to Ireland. I mean, that's all we're talking about today. I want to talk about Ireland, St. Patrick's Day. Four-leaf clover, by the way, you have like a 1 in 10,000 chance of getting one. It's supposed to have been very, very much good luck. I remember finding one. We would look for them in grade school over at Catherine Spotting in the side over by the school. I found one time. The end. There's my story. Okay, here's some fascinating historical tidbits about Ireland. Here is something that really showcases the spirit of. Did you know that the world's oldest known harp? You're welcome. Dating back to the 15th century, resides in Trinity College, Dublin. Did you know this? I didn't know this. This iconic instrument with its graceful curves, they're like really ornate, apparently. I mean, if you've seen them, you know, up on the orchestra pit, well, they're not on, they're in the orchestra pit. An ethereal sound is a symbol of Ireland's rich cultural heritage. I did not know that. And of course, I do know of the Blarney Stone, the tale of the Blarney Stone to bestow the gift of eloquence upon those who dare to kiss it. Have you kissed the Blarney Stone? That is not my attempt at making an Irish accent happen. That was just, I don't know what it was. Whether you believe the legend or not, there's no denying the allure of this ancient relic, the Blarney Stone. It's within the walls of Blarney Castle, of course. I believe there's a lot of Irish in Massachusetts. You know, if you watch Dynasty, the Tom Brady story documentary on Apple TV, you're able to see his rise to and then all of the challenges he faced. And I watch documentaries all the time. And I feel like Massachusetts, Boston specifically, which of course, watch the Boston Marathon documentary. I feel like there's a lot of Irish. Could be wrong. Let me know. I think so. The Irish way, way back, they had a language. It was Gaelic. Gaelic is a beautiful and unique language. I remember trying to think of names for my business. And of course, I might have butchered the pronunciation because it's a very unique pronunciation, Gaelic, the language, and you should look it up. I wanted things like, for instance, my rental property company, I wanted my home in Gaelic. Of course, it was not going to be, I would assume it wouldn't have been taken in the state of Kentucky, was it? Or other businesses that I've started, I turned to the Gaelic language. And I think of it in English, and then I translate it over into Gaelic. It's very, I don't know anyone that speaks it. And then when you do Google Translate and you get them to pronounce it or sound it out, it sounds pretty interesting. The Irish people are just, they're beautiful people. And it's beautiful that Christianity, which was over in Ireland, and it was so powerful and profound, it needed to be spread across the globe and world because they couldn't stop spreading the love of God, their God. And St. Patrick, who was very instrumental in that, Patrick, dying on March the 17th, the reason that St. Patrick's Day is celebrated, of course, bearing even his name, but we celebrate and honor this massive movement of Christianity. And again, whether you practice Christianity or Judaism or Greek Orthodox, or your practice is not what matters. What the beautiful thing is if you believe in something so much, if the truth is so profound for you that you can't stop and no mountain or no ocean will keep you from getting it to, that's pretty amazing and beautiful. And maybe one day, 100 years from now, 300 years from now, maybe 1,000 years from now, people will wear a certain color. People will participate and partake in delicious spirits and talk about the beauty of the culture, the beauty of their country, the beauty of their people, and just the beauty of life. That, my friends, is the essence of St. Patrick's Day, which is celebrated far and wide, whether you believe a certain way or not. It creates community. Wow. It's amazing. Think about that. People who don't even believe what St. Patrick, or Ireland, or Irish, or people in Boston, or people in Texas, believe, yet they gather still. They still participate in drinking the green beer, and not just because it's a social thing, but I believe it's because they feel something different, kind of like Christmas. When Christmas is in the air, you can't help but feel this sense of joy, beauty, spirit. I know I'm not wrong because it's out there. And same for this day, in a different way, but the same in the sense of you feel its magnificence. So whether you celebrate St. Patrick's Day in the way in which it was originally meant to be celebrated, or if you celebrate it because you like watching a river dyed green, amazing. I meet you here, and I celebrate with you from right here on this March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Click in the show notes. Check out the brand new merch where we honor, of course, the Irish, the luck of the Irish. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Get you some new swag. I know new merch is releasing March 29th. Thanks for streaming last time. Be sure to stream it. All that is linked in the show notes. Share it with a friend. Thanks for getting the merch. Let's end this beautiful day's podcast with, of course, a fitting way to end it. The Irish blessing. Thanks for being here. May your days be many and your troubles be few. May all God's blessings descend upon you. May peace be within you. May your heart be strong. May you find what you're seeking wherever you roam. May the strength of God pilot us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the word of God direct us. May the salvation, O Lord, be always ours, this day and forevermore. Amen. See you next time.